You're going to have to pay close attention, because there in the spirit world, there are promotion going on.
Yes.
And I want you to be there when your name is called.
Yes, sir.
And so these teaching, you're going to have to receive them. There's some things I want you to write down at the beginning of this message, and then we got two scriptures we're going to. Let's go to the two scriptures. Let's go to John 5, John Gospel, chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse 39 for a reason to help us see what the Holy Spirit want to reveal to us. In John's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 39, it says, search the scriptures. You see that?
Yes, sir.
For in them you think you have eternal life, and they which testify of me. You see that?
Yes,
and now, it testify of me. God wants you to know him.
Yes, sir.
But he said, and you will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe what you receive, honor one of another, and seek not the honor that comes from God only? Now, you go back to one of our major texts, Joshua, in the Old Testament, verse 8. It's a whole complete contrast to that searching the scripture stuff. That's what I want to call it. Searching the scripture stuff. What you're searching for, the scripture?
Come on.
See, you won't see him, you see. But you got a lot of scripture, but him has not manifest.
Right.
And it can't happen without him manifesting. And you got to love him. So Joshua 1:8, we know that was a powerful verse. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, there's three or four vows, spiritual vow. You know what a vow is, right? You know, force it like a a spiritual vow. All right, now you make sure you underline these vows. His mouth is a vow. Meditate is another vow that open up the presence of God. And then that maze, that's another vow, because it puts you in a position where you can do what is written. And then the vow called make. M-A-K-E, that's another vow. That's a vow where you've grown to the position that you can make it happen.
Yes.
But you got to go through the process.
Yes.
All right? I'm going to give you seven more words, then I'm going to pray. Seven words that are important in this lesson. First one is hearing. The second one, and we're talking spiritually. Now, we're talking about with divine assistance of the Holy Spirit. We're not talking about a religious ritual, because we want to go further than religion and start functioning more fully in revelation.
Yes,
all right?
Yes.
That's that all right with you?
Yes,
and it got to come from the Holy Spirit. We got to be in a certain position for it to happen. So these words, I want you to have these words, hearing, and I want you to think about the inner spirit, seeing, understanding. Listen to this one, activating, manifesting, Another powerful word coming now, because from now on, people are going to stop slipping up on you. Discerning. And I'm going to go over all the seven of them in a few minutes. Demonstrating. Now, I want you to think about the spirit realm. So the lesson that we're studying on meditation, putting us in position so we can go beyond the normal. Hearing, seeing, understanding, call him to me. All right, now, I was listening to my spiritual father on yesterday, and I forgot who he said it was, but another great teacher or prophet told him something, that a message has to be preached 30 times before we really get it. Lord, Lord, and I haven't preached one over almost, in all these years. And I knew it's some good revelation, boy. But, I just got to grab some of them. I went over with my LTMA, one I did in the 19. When I did it? I did it in the 19. What, 19? September the 9th? In 19, right? Yeah. And it went over real great because I pulled some things out. I'm going to give you the subject. We're going to pray. We're going to sit down. We're going to go to work. Here's the subject. Meditation opens, and open is plural, the valves of the presence of God.
That's good.
All that he is, all that he has, all that he knows, all that he can do. Meditation opens the valve. Not reading. Think about spiritual valves. Good God Almighty.
Yes,
spiritual valves being open to you supernaturally.
Yes, sir.
Of the presence of God. Once you get in his presence, then he can manifest and begin to bless you. Father, we thank you tonight as we come as students to study your word. We're here and we're from all over the world. And we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you. We had 100 people praying for this service. And then we had over 300 praying at the prayer service. So we just thank you that we're trying to do what you want us to do. Talk to us. Talk to us. Lead us. Guide us. Change us. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Meditation opens the valves, spiritual valves of the presence of God. Now, a lot of words tonight, but they do having purpose, power, plan. See, when those valves open, these things start manifesting. Purpose, power, plan, promises. Look at the next one, permission, promotion. See, because actually, when you meditate long enough and strong enough, you're actually going to come to a point that you're opening the valves of the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
All right? Purpose, power, plan, promises, permission, promotion, opening the valves of supernatural. And listen at this, when I heard this, pregnant with good success.
Yes,
say, I'm pregnant with good success.
With good success.
Now, here's what, Joshua 1:8 would do for you. It'll cause you to go deep enough and stay long enough to hear his instruction properly. Go deep enough and stay long enough not just to say I read a scripture or not quoting a scripture from memory, But now you're talking revelation, because you're calling things that be not as though they were, and they will obey you. Even Mark 11:23, very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to this, my mountain be thou removed. See, those things that start happening in your life, really, not as a quote, but as a lifestyle. See, going deep enough and staying long enough to hear his instruction properly. That's what meditation is. Listen to that. Going deep enough and staying long enough to hear his instructions properly. Who getting that? Who heard that now? Don't you just can't sit there. You got to see it. Meditation is not reading. Meditation is pausing supernaturally before God. Inspiration is a powerful word here. And discernment will become clear for your victories at all times. Inspiration and discernment. A lot of words, but these are powerful words. Inspiration. You're not operating by feeling. You're operating by inspiration.
Yes.
You're inspired by the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
What the next step is. So you're not in fear. You're not worrying. You don't have to talk to 9 people.
Yes, sir.
Everybody don't have to know your business. Because some of these prayers are nosy. Oh, I knew she's going through that. Shucks. So inspiration and discernment. Say inspiration.
Inspiration.
You know, that's when you're inspired by God. That's when you're supernaturally instructed of how to handle something.
Right.
And it's important to have discernment because you need to know who's around you. You talk so nice. Pointing around you, talk so nice. And one of your greatest enemies.
Wow.
Now, I tell you, you get around me, you got something you're going to try to do to me, a gang will kind of go on. I can tell it every time. I say, oh, no, I can't stay here alone. Oh, no, you get around me. I get around people and I pray up on this. I want to be in tune to the spirit enough to know who I'm dealing with. And I'm not hanging around no people that I recognize that they don't mean no good. Sometimes you got too many friends. Now that don't sound spiritual, but that's spiritual. Yeah, because flesh stuff. Everybody your friend. No, everybody your friend. Now, did you hear this whole statement? Inspiration, we're talking about Joshua 1:8. Inspiration and discernment will become clear for your victories at all times. So whatever you're dealing with right now, the inspiration and the revelation and the discernment cometh upon you as you sit here tonight and as you're online tonight, as you listen prophetically to what God wants in your life. Victory at all times. Listen what he said. You will begin to expand your divine nature. Your divine nature will begin to show up in your life more than anything else. Because you're a superwoman and you're a superman. Yes, I'm not playing no game. That divine nature is on the inside of you. It talks to us like we're not. And accommodate them because we're not spending enough time in meditation to get so anointed that they cannot disown it when they get around us. I know certain people you get around, you can tell they're praying, you can tell they're in the presence of God a lot, and you like to hang around people like that. Putting praying 5 minutes, you won't be around them too long, you know. But meditation, when you meditate the word, it's expanding your divine nature. In other words, expanding to the aspect that you know how to flow in your divine nature. In the spirit. In the anointing. In the awareness that all time God got your back. Good God Almighty. Just think about it. If you recognize that all time, even in my weaknesses and my mistakes and my shortcomings, God still got my back. And that's what meditation do for you. Is that meditation is not just reading and say, I've been to church and got three or five little notes on your pad. You got to have something on your heart. Now, here we go. The valley of doubt. The valley of doubt is about to be closed fully in your life. In other words, you're not going to doubt nothing that you need done, you want done. You're not going to doubt God's word. But he said, all things work together for good for them that love God, those who call according to his purpose. Right. Lord, is my shepherd, I shall not want. Right. That's going to be your lifestyle. Because you're a meditator. Yes. How can I say this, Lord? Meditators come to the revelatorial setting that they know they're not the one that's activating the word. You act on the word. But actually the Holy Spirit activate the word. And so when we get in trouble at some time, we're trying to activate the word ourselves and we become discouraged because feelings step in and tell us the word not working. But if you fully trust the Holy Ghost, you know it's working every time you use it. You got a wonderful appliance that you paid $17,000 for, but you didn't plug it up. They told you in the store how it worked and how, and you got home and said, this thing not doing that. You call the people, you know, and I guess they feel sorry to ask you, did you plug it? But as a pastor, I'm asking you, are you plugged in? You have what it takes.
Yes.
Tell the point next to you, you have what, tell the point, you have what it takes.
Yes.
Time to plug in.
Time to plug in.
Fully.
Fully.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear the valley of doubt? It's about to be closed fully in your life. Wow. That's a powerful word there, boy. Streams of revelation. An inspiration will flow in your heart on a daily basis. Let me say it again. Streams of revelation and inspiration will flow in your heart on a daily basis. Look for them. Tomorrow. Look for them. See, look, expect them. Expect God to say something supernatural to you. Expect God to shake you up. Expect God to show you something you can't see natural. Matter of fact, tonight expect God to touch you. Right where you need to be touched. In your heart, in your mind, whatever it is. He can touch you. We go around singing a song, he touched me, and he's been touching our lives. Look, I'm talking about being touched. I feel the Holy Ghost coming on me now. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
And I've been touched so many times. Oh, my. Almost seems like I'm touched all the time. You want to get in a place, you'll never get out of his presence.
Yeah. Right.
No, no, ain't no other business. Ain't no other business. No, no, God's here. I wrote this when I read this. I wrote this down. You know, we got Revelation. I saw your man ask your wife, did I get a hold of it? Let me give it to you. Stream of revelation and inspiration will flow in your heart on a daily basis. Catch a hold of that. But listen to this next statement the Lord made. The ship of defeat is sinking in your life right now. Any type of defeat seemed like you were losing, like you wasn't going to make it, is sinking right now. Because it's getting in the presence of a child of God who know who they are. And they are meditator. And they constantly open the valve to the presence of God. The enemy got to sink. So your sinking day is over. Discouraged, you know, and watch. When I get up in the morning, sometimes God tell me what to watch. He said, watch your thinking, watch your feeling. How many of y'all get messed up by feeling? All right, come on, y'all. Yeah, that's the enemy. He used feeling, he used thinking. He tell you something gonna happen. He'll make your left knee feel a little funny. Then you go and confess it on in. I tell you how to handle your next pain. Your next pain, okay, where is that? See, I put the blood on this.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus. It might not go away right quick, but it got to leave because pain can't stay where the blood is. Flow of the Holy Ghost will get brighter and brighter. Stupidity and stubbornness leave your life right now. Whatever he says, you will do it. Oh my. My. Oh my. Meditation is an invitation to be fully led by the Lord. You stay there long enough to get instruction. You don't go with your own idea because you know 19 scriptures. Because you might not want to use neither one of them. God sometimes want to use an awkward scripture. A scripture that you don't have a handle on so he can tell you what to do. Because on scripture you got a handle on, you think you know it already. And sometimes you have a problem talking to you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
I'm growing right now.
The
enemy is not taking over. I want you to know, I don't care what they do. I don't care what they come up with. I don't care what kind of machine, what kind of idea, what kind of screen they come on, TV, whatever. He ain't taking over. So the doors and windows of failure, listen, at the doors and windows of failure are being closed now.
Yes.
If you're a meditator, you're not going to have no door of failure. A window of failure. I'm going to start putting you in some other scriptures I want you to look at. But you listen to this last one here in this top paragraph. We must begin to see temptation as naked demon with no power over us. I ain't never heard of a naked demon, you know. I was studying and praying, naked demon with no temptation as naked demon with no power over us. Oh my goodness, all my life I never heard that. Naked demon. But they're naked. When you're walking in power, they can't touch you. When you meditate, The 23rd Psalm becomes a prophetic psalm. Powerful, man. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What? I shall not want. He making me. He do that. He do that. He lead me. See, it's prophetic. The 23rd Psalm and the 91st Psalm.
Yes, sir.
Then the 103rd Psalm got 5, 6 blessings in it.
Yes, sir.
All are important to your life of meditation. So let this prophetic psalm become a daily meditate psalm, Psalm 23. Sit down with it. Meditate Psalm 91 and watch the change in your life. Hallelujah. Turn to Psalm 46:10. Y'all still here, right?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, there's special touches of the Holy Ghost. He touched me one time now.
Wow.
I want y'all to see more of this, more demonstration in the Spirit. Sometimes I hold back, I don't permit myself to walk in it strong enough. It's there, and it's there for a purpose, to glorify God. It'll come in the whole room. It'll get on everybody in here. Hallelujah. You want to know how to get in his presence. You want to know how to let him take over. He's here, you know. I said he's here. He knows exactly what you're going through. That's right, going through. No more parking. Someone said he'd make a way out of no way. Are you listening to me? He wants you to have a shift in your life. If you don't shift, you're going to drift. The body of Christ can't afford to drift no more. We can't afford to have hope without faith. My goodness. Be still. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Be still. You're moving too much. Be still. Be still and know I'm God. You can't know I'm God if you keep moving. And when you pause long enough in the Spirit, look what he said to do next. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. How? Through you. Through your lifestyle. I want you to have the best. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. You're going to church and you're just going to get something. Yeah, I'm going to get something. God wouldn't give all these promises if he didn't want us to have something. Y'all better stop all that old stupid stuff talking about. I don't want much. Shut up. Let it flow, God. Let it flow. Say it. Say, let it, ha, say it. Let it flow, God, let it flow. Don't say, tell God, don't hold nothing back, God. I'll represent you down here. You see that? How beautiful it is. We've been taught, you know, you just go praying, you're going to heaven. No, we're calling heaven down here. We're going to start living heaven, the days of heaven on earth. And still give God the glory. You got it? I said, do you have it? Now, Psalm 46:10 we read, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready for the revelation?
Yes, sir.
That go with it?
Yes, sir.
Meditation will produce graduation in the spirit realm. Graduations in the spirit realm. In other words, you're coming out of that class, you're moving to another class. You've been in the same class too long. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. See, God have, I hear you, Lord. New adventures for you. That old dried up life, get rid of it. Them red bean been in the refrigerator too long. Cook a new pot. Don't bring me no food tomorrow. How long it been in the refrigerator? 3 days. Give me some fresh food. My mama used to cook every day. Fresh stuff out the garden. My mama never had a job. She wore an apron. Old school there. She put her, get up in the morning, put her apron on, and that's her job. I had a young man sold a Lloyd seed Sunday. He said he wanted his wife home. He just got a second kid, I believe. Yeah, he gonna get it.
Yeah.
He got all the land behind my house. Yeah, he sure did. Sure did. So you come to church tonight and got graduated in the spirit realm by being a meditator. The Lord told me, said, when you go jogging through the scripture, Satan give you fake information.
That's true.
Come on now, come on. When you see, he don't want you to pause. Be still and know I'm God. He don't want you to listen. He wants you to have the thought that I went through that scripture over and over again, but you passed through too fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
My young chef cooked so good today, I had to eat slower. Sometimes you're just trying to get it over with, you know. Y'all got to eat slower. Hallelujah. What about online? Give me a hallelujah. Glory to God. I see you. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I'm a meditator. I take my time and listen what God is saying to me. If I hear what God is saying, nothing can stop me. So there it is.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Woo.
When you're jogging through the scriptures, Satan give you fake information. Meditating is drilling in the supernatural. Joshua 1:8, we read that. That's drilling in the supernatural. Go back to Joshua 1:8, let me show you something. I'll say it to you another way. Joshua 1:8. When I was meditating along this line, God says, I'm going to give you out of that book now four vows for the supernatural. Your mouth is a vow for the supernatural. Meditation, your pausing and spending primary time with God in the scripture is a vow for the supernatural. Huh? Then you got you go further down, you got the other M. What is it?
Maze.
What's that?
Maze.
That's a vow. You may have it. And then you come to the major one. Make it happen. So you're not going around asking for something to happen. You're going around making it happen. That's what God really wants you to do. Make it happen. You come to the point you understand when you're a meditator, there's no wall you can't tear down. You get to walking with Joshua. Then you don't have to go through hardship to tear a wall down. You just walk around it long enough, the wall gets disturbed and falls. Because you're wearing an anointing that knocks walls down. There's no Goliath you can't face. The burning bush experience belongs to you. On a daily basis. In meditation, mysteries are revealed by the Holy Ghost. And meditation removes all shadow of doubt. You heard it? Stand up. Now here's a prophetic setting. I'm about to close. I've been over half hour. I usually go an hour. I've been an hour all my life. An hour and over. But I want you to listen to this prophetic word I'm going to pronounce over you that came for the night. He says, go down in the deep. I am not at the top. So before you jump off and running with a scripture, sit down and go deep enough so he can tell you what to do. Seek, these are prophetical words. Seek and ye shall find. Listen very carefully because somebody about to move promotion. There are many places that I want to take you. But we can't go from the surface. Meditation is diving into my presence. Being able to hear my voice clearly. Coming to the realm in the spirit that will reveal great and mighty thing. Now I'm going to go over it and really prophesy because I stopped and explained it, but I want you to hear it together. Go down into the deep. I'm not at the top. Seek and you shall find. There are many places that I want to take you, but you can't go from the surface. Meditation is diving into my presence, being able to hear my voice clearly, coming to the realm in the spirit, that will reveal great and mighty things.